Patient 6th of March, patient Maria J. Watkins, W-A-T-K-I-N-S, date of birth 11-18-1944. Maria Watkins was seen for evaluation of possible hyperthyroidism. Per paragraph, recently commented she had thyroid function tests performed with a partially suppressed TSH, but no major symptoms suggestive of hyperthyroidism, such as shakes or tremors, comma, aches or cramps, or palpitations. Per paragraph, past history is notable for OA of the hip and hypertension. She also has gout. Per paragraph, family history is negative for thyroid disorders. Paragraph, social history, she has worked at GM in the past but is now retired. Comma, she smokes less than a pack of cigarettes per day, does not drink alcohol. Per paragraph, current medications, Plavix, 75 milligrams daily. Comma, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams daily. Comma, Lindronate, 70 milligrams weekly. Comma, lisinopril, 20 milligrams daily. And amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily. Per paragraph, general review is on the market for trust systems. Evaluated paragraph on examination, blood pressure 118 over 66, common weight 154 pounds, BMI is 25.7, period of the pulse 70 minute period. The thyroid gland was down, palpable lymph node, neck lymph adenopathy, period the heart's normal lymphs were clear, period examination of her eyes reveals normal range of motion with no evidence of thyroid related eye disease, period the remainder of the examination was intact. Per paragraph, I repeated a number of lab tests, including free T4 of 0.77, comma, free T3 of 3.1, comma, both normal, period, the TSH of 0.06, partially suppressed, and the TSI was positive with negative TPO, preparative depression, subclinical hyperthyroidism, comma, with normal free T and free T4, comma, secondary to Graves' disease, preparative. At this point, comma, specific therapy for Graves' disease does not appear to be indicated, but close follow-up will be required. Per paragraph, I've asked her to return follow-up in about 3 months' time, or sooner if necessary. Paragraph, end of dictation.